I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Unless you have a time machine, there's just no way you can go play every great game that gets released. In fact, short of booting each game up to the title screen before moving on to the next, you probably can't even play half of them. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 perfect games you've never heard of. Number 10, Phantom 2040. We may be living in the golden age of superhero video games thanks to world-class dev teams like Insomniac and Rocksteady, but that far-off land of the 1990s still had the occasional standout title in the comic book realm. Based on an obscure French-American animated series, which was based on an equally obscure comic book hero, Phantom 2040 is, for lack of a more elegant term, the absolute bee's knees. You play as the title character, a costumed crime fighter operating in the futuristic city of Metropia, battling mechs, robot insects, and perhaps the most evil villain of all, a faceless corporation. With Metroid-style exploration and a totally banging soundtrack, Phantom 2040 is a quintessential 90s side-scroller, though it also manages to feel ahead of its time by incorporating player choice and multiple endings, around 24, in fact. It may lack originality, but everything does, and it does it perfectly. The game's also elevated by the awesome cyberpunky vibe of the Phantom IP, and unlike a certain other cyberpunk, this one won't glitch out on you every 5 minutes. Number 9, Crush. God, the PSP was awesome, wasn't it? Though the PS Vita obviously wins the hardware battle, the game library on Sony's original handheld has so much more depth and variety, with countless oddball delights buried within its ranks. That isn't a knock against the Vita, of course, it simply didn't receive the level of first and third party support that the PSP did, and we're still quite a bit bitter about that, by the way. One such oddball delight is 2007's Crush, which was also ported to the 3DS in 2012. Crush is the very definition of a mind-bending puzzler, with the player able to press a button to switch the scene between 2D and 3D, either vertically or horizontally. So in one moment you'll be playing a level from a top-down perspective, but in the next you might crush it into a side-scrolling platformer in an effort to reach your goal. That goal is to help protagonist Danny overcome the mental breakdown that he's been institutionalized for, solving each tricky puzzle and collecting his lost marbles along the way. It's surprisingly dark stuff, but this marriage of story and gameplay is note perfect, something that very few puzzlers successfully accomplish. It's that unique dimension-swapping mechanic that truly makes Crush stand out, though. Go nab it on the PSP section of the Vita store in case Sony decides to shut it down again. Number 8. Armed with Wings, Rearmed. Not that we've played all of them, but we feel pretty comfortable in saying that 99% of online flash games are not worth your time. Sure, they might be alright for killing 5 minutes for your lunch break, or wasting an entire IT class at school, as many of us did, you know you've been there, but they're hardly the stuff of gaming greatness. The Armed with Wings franchise is an outlier here, though. It began life in 2008 as a series of decent online flash games, but its true potential was only realized when Supersun Studios brought Armed with Wings Rearmed to Steam in 2017. Rearmed puts you in the blood-soaked shoes of a badass samurai warrior as you hack and slash your way through 40 levels on a 2D plane. Combat is simple, yet it feels meaty and satisfying, with each swing of your sword also painting a clear streak through the game's gorgeous black and white world. Oh, and you have an eagle companion that can solve puzzles and distract enemies. A pet eagle! eagle. Why don't more games have pet eagles? We can't make promises, of course, but it's highly likely that Rearmed will be one of the most stylish games you'll play all year. From its gameplay to its graphics to its funky retro modern soundtrack, it really is a work of art. Number 7. Monsters Probably Stole My Princess. Anyone remember when Sony released a whole bunch of indie games under the Minis label? Like the online flash space, there was a lot of forgettable fluff to be found here, although the occasional gem did rise up. Enter 2010's Monsters Probably Stole My Princess, a pacey platformer that's so charming, so fluid, and so gosh darn stylish that Kinda Funny's Greg Miller once claimed he was addicted to it. Now there's a cover quote. You play as the Duke, a vampire who wakes to discover that, oh no, his princess has been stolen, and a monster probably did it. From here, you hunt down the beasts and chase them up a series of vertical stages, with the goal being to jump on each monster 3 times before they have a chance to flee. Addictive truly is the word to describe this game, with the Duke able to max out his combo by touching each platform just a single time. This isn't necessary for completion, but you'll want to replay each level over and over until you perfect them, adding an extra layer of depth to this simple, highly polished gameplay loop. Developers Mediatonic would eventually go on to make Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout, a game we suspect you've probably heard of. But to this day, Monsters is arguably the studio's strongest effort. Number 6. Dark Watch. Before Activision dumped them on Call of Duty support, High Moon Studios made a couple of overlooked yet awesome games, like 2013's Deadpool and 2010's Transformers: War for Cybertron. But the cream of this particular crop is 2005's Dark Watch, a game that had all the makings of a breakout hit. In fact, publisher Capcom was so confident they had plans for it to become a cross-media franchise, yet it floundered out the gate. An FPS that slaps together the Western and horror genres, Dark Watch has you controlling a vampire, again, with the painfully unimaginative name of Jericho Cross, who's recruited by an organization to combat supernatural threats. It's sort of like The Order 1886, only way less popular and way less dull. Not to dunk on The Order too much, but Dark Watch wears its B-movie aspirations firmly on its sleeve, and it's all the better for it. One crazy level has you riding undead horses while a winged mutant chases you from the air, and a jaunty Western score plays in the background. Cheesy, yes, absolutely, but incredibly cool, also yes. Gunplay is also way more satisfying than it has any right to be, with booming sound effects on your weapons and enemies that explode into showers of blood. It's glorious, and Dark Watch is a game that we all slept on back in the day.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Skyblazer. Today, Sony games are some of the most talked about releases in the world. When we get a Last of Us or a God of War, the entire industry stops what it's doing and pays attention. Very few publishers can command that level of respect. Back in the mid-90s, though, a pre-PS1 Sony ImageSoft just didn't have the clout to turn a game like Skyblazer into the hit it deserved to be. This gorgeous SNES platformer hit shelves in 1994 and was instantly praised for its slick movement and controls. Not only can you jump between platforms, you can also air dash, wall crawl, and glide. And this freedom makes the simple act of playing the game feel rewarding. Skyblazer may look like the countless other platformers released around this time, but few can match it in the gameplay department. Chuck in some inventive boss design and a couple of Mode 7 stages to mix up the action, and this one's a total winner. It may be a little short, but then again, who doesn't long for the days when amazing games lasted 5 hours instead of 50? Number 4, Archer MacLean's Mercury. Developed by the confidently named Awesome Studios, Archer MacLean's Mercury is another PSP puzzler that didn't get anywhere near the level of attention that it deserved. The premise is simple. You control a blob of mercury by tilting the stage with your analog stick, guiding that precious liquid through puzzles and obstacles to reach the end line. One stage might have you splitting your mercury to hit different switches, while the next might require you to tint several blobs with different colors in order to pass by color-activated gates. It's a head-scratching experience, but in the best way possible. Splitting your mercury and watching everything fall into place hits a level of satisfaction that can only be matched by getting all your orange peel off in one smooth tear. Yeah, it's that good. While Archer MacLean's Mercury did get a couple of sequels, these completely switched up the graphical style to be more cartoony. It also lowered the difficulty and dropped the Archer MacLean name, so fans of those later entries might not even know about the original, which, by far, is the best in the series. Number 3, Dark Fear. As horror games go, it's hard to think of one as unique or as daring as Dark Fear, which combines an RPG with a point-and-click adventure, and throws in a few turn-based battles for good measure. In an appropriate starting point for such a mysterious and gloomy game, Dark Fear has you on the back foot from the very beginning, with your character waking up and wondering where they are, or even who they are. From here, cue all kinds of spooky shenanigans and a persistent atmosphere of dread as you try and figure out what the hell's going on across a host of haunted environments. Along the way, you'll hunt animals, upgrade your weapons, and carefully manage your inventory. And though there are a few frustrating moments where you'll frantically click on everything in sight because you can't figure out what to do, which, let's be real, is a problem that most adventure games have, sticking points like this are rare, and overall, the game's many systems blend together seamlessly. These days, we don't get enough of those classic adventure games like Monkey Island or Space Quest, and Dark Fear really does feel like a loving throwback to that bygone era, albeit with a lot more pants-wetting moments. Number 2, Mushroom Wars. Mushroom Wars might look all simple and cartoony on the surface, but its cutesy veneer masks a game with incredible tactical depth. This brilliant real-time strategy title puts you in command of an army of mushroom men, whose sole purpose is to invade rival buildings and control every spot on the map. Each of your own buildings contains a certain amount of soldiers, effectively making this a game of numbers. You're forced to make quick decisions about how many troops to send, when to send them, and where to send them. Want to assimilate your opponent's most populated building? You better send a lot of troops. But be careful, said opponent might counterattack, sending their own warriors to invade the buildings you've just departed. The fact that a single move can make or break your battle means that Mushroom Wars rewards both aggressive and patient playstyles, both of which can be enhanced when the game introduces new building types, like offensive towers or defensive forges, as the game progresses. It's easy to grasp and satisfying to master, but no matter your skill level, watching your army of tiny mushroom soldiers dwindle the enemy population down to zero, all set to a toe-tapping soundtrack, just never gets old. Number 1, Omega Boost. Though the studio has been on Gran Turismo duty for over 2 decades, Polyphony Digital does have a handful of other titles under its belt. Motor2 Grand Prix and Tourist Trophy kept them within their racing wheelhouse, but 1999's Omega Boost saw them depart from their preferred genre, producing a fantastic game you wouldn't expect they'd be capable of. Here you play as a Pacific Rim-esque giant robot with more firepower than you can shake a bazooka at, shooting up wave after wave of enemies while darting through the depths of space. Quick reaction times are the name of the game here, requiring you to dodge, strafe, boost, and blast at 100 miles per hour. It's Super Stardust meets Space Invaders, a fun, frantic shoot-em-up set in a cool sci-fi world. And what's more, it even manages to pack in a story about a rogue artificial intelligence called AlphaCore, which plans to use time travel technology to cause untold levels of chaos. Omega Boost may be one of the more simple games on this list, but it absolutely nails everything it sets out to do, and you can't ask for much more than that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.